Well, he's recently been announced the new captain of the St. George Illawarra Dragons, Ben Hunt, joining us on the line. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you going?
Hey, we were just talking about poor old Tommy Turbo. You know, unfortunate, obviously, that he's done his hamstring, but what's the most unusual way that you've suffered an injury, Ben?
Oh, geez. Yeah, don't know where we can go with this one. But
the point of this, Benny, is we reckon you've got Tommy over 40 metres after seeing his performance the other night. Mate, what's it like? Congratulations, too, on becoming skipper of the Dragons. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's only been a week, but geez, it's been a pretty wild one. Mm. From when Anthony Griffin first asked me and told me to sit on it for a few days and have a think about it. It was a couple of sleepless nights and a lot of pondering, but I was 100% committed to the job when he asked me and very excited about it and very honoured to get the role in such a great club.
Is there any more expectation put on you because of the C beside your name, or do you feel you're a senior player, the position you play in, you played Origin, you played for Australia, do you feel that's already there?
Oh, I think it's already there, and maybe there is a little bit more on top of it, but personally, I don't really want to change anything about myself. Like, I think I've got the role for who I am and what I've done in the past, and I don't want to come in and completely change who I am and try and be someone else. So I'll just have to, obviously put my hand up at different times to help the team out and, do different things, but I don't think I need to change who I am.
Is it something you've always wanted to do, Ben, or have you always considered yourself to be a leader, or have you developed your leadership skills? Are they looking to put people in and around you to work on those leadership skills? What's sort of your thoughts on it in regards to that?
Yeah, well, it's not something until probably the last couple of years that I thought I ever wanted to do. I've always been in some leadership roles for the last 6-7 years, at the Dragons and at the Broncos, and I really enjoyed that, but I never really saw myself as a captain as such. But probably the last year to 18 months I've really wanted to get forward a bit more in that leadership role and try and be there for the younger guys coming through. I know when I was a young guy coming through and you looked up to, like, I was pretty lucky I had, like, Darren Lockyer and guys like that, so that helped. I want to be that sort of voice or guidance for younger players coming through and try and help them. So, the club's given me that opportunity now, and, I need to try and develop that myself.
Yeah, it's funny, leadership, because it comes in so many different ways and forms. What type of captain can we expect you to be?
Oh, I want to be a captain that leads by my actions. I don't want to be the one that's barking orders and demanding different things of players. Obviously, I'm the captain, I'm the halfback, I need to talk to my team, but I don't want to be one that's talking and not doing the walk. I just want to lead with my actions. And like I said before, I want to be a guy that some young guys can come to for advice or just come to try and learn a few things about the game. I'd like to help them out.
Ben, how does Anthony Griffin get the best out of you? Is it the style that he wants you to play, or what he says and instills confidence in you?
Yeah, I think it's both those things, and just the drive he puts in me. He's into me every day about being better and working on different parts of my game and just trying to improve myself. But yeah, it's given me that confidence right from the get-go. When he got here, he put his 100% confidence behind me and backing me all the way, so it just gives you that bit more belief in yourself.
Ben, extremely passionate fans in the Dragons. What can they expect this year? And what's changed? What are some of the things through pre-season that I guess you can tell our listeners that has changed that you believe is going to make next year or this year different to last year?
Oh, the big change in our pre-season, I think, is just working with no one on our defence. I think it's no hiding how bad our defence has been the last couple of years at the Dragons, and it's something that really needed to improve. And I'm not saying we're going to keep teams to nil or anything like that, but we've been working really hard on our defense this preseason, and it's something that we're going to try and hold ourselves to going forward. So if there's anything that's going to get a lot better, it's going to be the defense. Mm.
Well, while it was sad to lose Cam McGuinness to a season-ending injury, you must be glad that the club recently re-signed your great mate and Andrew McCulloch from the Broncos.
Yeah, really excited about that, mate. It sort of was a tricky one there. Obviously, signing him and losing Campbell in the same week it was a bittersweet. But getting Mac is really going to be good for our club. You know, he's a veteran. He's been around the game for a long time now. He does everything right. Yeah, personally, away from footy, it's a pretty good one for myself as well. We've been mates since we're about 12, so it's exciting to have him down at the club.
Ben, it's probably fair to say that the Corey Norman sanction has left the playing group with a bit of a bad taste in its mouth.
Yeah, it definitely has, mate. You know, we thought he's been pretty hard done by down here. I don't really know what you meant to do in that situation if you're Corey. You know, you're going to leave your mate there against four other blokes. So it's a tricky one, but I know the club are going to try and go into bat for Corey, so hopefully it all works out.
At the start of the year, Ben, everyone's quite excited and everyone, you know, feels as though they can make finals and go on and win competitions. But if I was a Dragon supporter and I said to you, what can we expect from the team this year, what would you tell me?
I think you can expect a top eight finish. You know, I'm like everyone. We're not going to come from 15th and win the comp straight off the bat. We've got a lot of work to do yet. And I'm not saying we can't, you know, win the comp, but we've still got a lot of work ahead of us. But, you know, I think we've got enough down here to definitely be a finals team. We just got to put it all together.
Who's a player from the preseason that you've really looked at and gone, wow, gee, they're ready to go to another level this year?
Oh, there's been a couple. One young player that really excited me, just the two preseason games we've had so far and just in training, is young Jaden Sullivan. He's a young 5'8 / half, but he's just an exciting ball runner. He really takes the line on. He's got a good little kicking game. Just everything that he's done this preseason has been great. And the other one for me would be Cody Ramsey. He only got a short amount of time on the weekend in the game, but I know he'll get more out of Mudgy in the Charity Shield. But everything he does at training is 100 mile an hour, and he's put on a bit of weight, and yeah, he's looking pretty good.
Ben, you played a lot at both 7 and 9 last season. Are you expecting to play back at 7 this year? And what position do you prefer?
Yeah, I definitely prefer 7, mate. The position I've wanted to play my whole career and the one I enjoy the most. And it's the only place I've been training this preseason, so yeah, it's been feeling pretty good. It's exciting, and you know, I love being back out there. And like we said earlier, the coach has got his full confidence in me to play that position, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, one of the positives, I think, for the Dragons this season is going to be some of these young blokes that will be unearthed and get an opportunity in first grade. Do we expect some of those players to get a run this week in the Charity Shield, Ben?
Yeah, mate, there'll definitely be a few getting a run out there. The two I mentioned, Cody and Sully, they're coming out. I'm obviously not sure how much time they're getting, but they're both coming out. One of the young Fee Guy boys, Max, he's coming out as well. He's an exciting young talent. So there's going to be a few. There's another lad, Jaden Hunt. He's come up from down from East in Brisbane. He's been really exciting. He's a front rower, and he's done all the right things in pre-season, so he's going to get a bit of time out there as well.
When do you head out to Mudgee, mate?
Heading out tomorrow, Wednesday. We're out there and do a few school visits and stuff like that, train Friday and get into it Saturday.
Well, once again, Ben, congratulations on being named captain of a very proud club. A lot of Dragons fans listen to our program, and I reckon you would have given them a bit of confidence speaking to us this morning. So thanks so much, and enjoy season 2021.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Great stuff. Ben Hunt there, the new Dragons captain, and the Charity Shield this weekend there in Mudgee. And I'll see if we've got a market up already with Tab. Not quite yet. They're probably waiting for the team. In fact, I'm sure they'll be waiting for those squads to be announced. But as far as your futures bets with the Dragons are concerned this year, they are, along with Brisbane, the rank outsiders in premiership betting. $51 with Tab. Both the Dragons and the Broncos. The Tigers and the Bulldogs, 41 at the wrong end there. But Ben Hunt, he was unequivocal. He said,
I like
top
that.
Eight.
I like that. There's no point beating around the bush and saying, well, I don't think we can make the eight. We're going to try and improve. You've got to aim high.
Is anyone ever going to say they can't make the eight before a ball's kicked, though?
But some don't even mention the fact about playing finals football. They just said, look, we're just going to take it week by week and do it our best. And, you know, all the cliched lines. But I like when he definitively comes out and says, top eight.
We're expecting to make the top eight.
Yep. And I like that because it gives everyone confidence and belief. I don't think they'll make the finals, the Dragons. But one thing I'm confident about is some of these young guys getting a taste of first grade and their future will be set up in the years to come. I'm pretty confident that some of these players will be, you know, 5 to 10 year players. They mightn't be regular first graders this year, or they might, but the year after and the year after that, I'm pretty confident they'll be right.
We're getting plenty of advice on how to conduct the Corso gift. Widler's actually texted me, prize is a ticket to Pup's 40th.
Done. Easy. I tell you what.
Council are going to hate us.
My plan now with the four, it's a four-dayer. Because Friday's a public holiday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday's the public holiday. Easter weekend.
What's that, Easter?
It's a four-dayer for me, Loz.
Oh, I'm away.
I'm working Saturday. I'll come straight after work.
Perfect.
Done. Stream every game of every round of the NRL and AFL live and on demand with no ad breaks during play. KO Sport lives here. You're new to KO? We'll start your 14-day free trial. Just visit kosports.com.au for more information.